Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Zach, Matt, Alana, Jay, and Rob.
What's up?
Hello.
And today we're talking Skeleton Crew, episodes 1 and 2, and playing Marvel Rivals. Good times.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see about the good times.
We'll see how good. Yes. Good, good, good. Let's start.
Let's think about the good times.
If we lose enough, so we'll eventually win. That's...
Okay, so shall we jump into Skeleton Crew episode 1?
Well, do we want to do overall, or do we want to just get into it?
What do you mean overall?
Like, what overall? What did you guys think of these two episodes?
Don't we do that at the end?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm so confused. What's happening?
That's trying to
say that we need to talk about how much we know about Star Wars, and I was like, are you kidding me? We do not need to talk about that.
How much do we know about Jude Law?
Let's tell her.
I know a lot about Jude Law.
You do?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, go ahead.
It's your first Jude Law.
Ripley? Wait, that's
is
not
it
him.
Gattaca?
Gattaca. Yeah.
Okay.
I know he didn't save enough for this swim back.
The Sherlock Holmes movies?
Existence.
Yeah. Do you know anything about him as like a person? Huh?
He's British.
Is he broke? Is that why he's doing this show?
They're probably paying him a lot.
You have crippling gambling debts?
Wait, I have to pick someone?
Yeah, you have to pick a character, Alana.
I wanted to be Jeff the Land Shark.
Oh, boo.
Did he have an affair with his babysitter?
I thought you guys were going to be the Fantastic Four.
There's only two of them.
All right, so episode 1 starts with a pirate attack on something that looks like a Carillion Corvette, but isn't quite that. And I thought it was a really good fight scene. Yeah.
But
it felt like classic Star Wars. It felt like the hallway scene
of episode 1.
Yeah, this whole show is member berries.
Yeah.
You mean episode 4?
No, Star Wars in general.
It wasn't that much member berries.
It was total member berries.
There was some, yeah.
It was not that much.
It was. We're on a diplomatic mission to Alderaan.
Yeah, this is the counselorship. Where's the ambassador?
But it felt organic, I think is what Matt's saying. You know?
More organic.
No, that line in particular did not feel organic. But the battle felt, it didn't feel like a direct ripoff. It felt like an homage. I liked it. I liked everything.
Matt, you, liked
you're
everything.
A fan.
I agree.
I really enjoyed these two episodes, yeah.
Wow. And you were giving me such a hard time. You're like, oh my God, children.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
That's right.
Star Wars?
Children. I had no expectations and they were exceeded. Rob, what do you think?
Yeah, this is now there's two good Star Wars shows. It's this and Andor. That's it. There.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can say that the show in general is good, but it's certainly good so far.
Guru liked it and it made her want to watch the original movies again.
That's pretty good. Wow. Hooray. A person of class.
So so there's this battle, and then there's the pirate captain, who's obviously Jude Law.
Obviously.
The vault is empty, and so his crew immediately turns on him, including the Wolfman, which I appreciate.
So was the one credit that was on the floor of the vault an Old Republic credit from...
Yeah.
It had the Rebel logo on it. It had the red crest on it. So I think it's a New Republic credit.
Okay. Could have been a connection.
It was also shaped differently than the one that the kid uses. The kids use.
Oh, did it? Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the ones the kids use are like bars. The one the guy
has. Yeah,
they say they're Old Republic credits.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so after the captain or the pirate captain suffers some grisly fate, we don't know what, we cut to Star Wars suburbia.
Yeah, it's going to look like suburbia.
It was so nice for Star Wars.
Yeah,
I think really explain what that
there's
right.
A reason that will be revealed why that's the case.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Groot's almost dead. Get him. All right, I got him.
Have you seen this show, Zach, or no?
Me?
Yeah.
I watched it. Why?
Oh no, I mean like the whole show. Like you just seem like you knew more that twists that are coming or something.
Well, there was an episode 2. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I mean, sort of, I don't think it revealed too much. All right. Fair enough.
So one of the things that I like about I liked about this episode is that the beginning spent a good amount of time with kids having kid problems.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just being kids.
Yep,
you know, like, I feel like a lot of the time with kids shows, they like immediately jump into big problems, adult problems. But this one, they have like the career assessment test and the fact that his father is like an asshole and has to work all the time. And the girls need a power converter for their bike.
Yeah, I like the part where the one kid's like, you didn't even ask me how my career assessment went. He's like, well, how was it? He's like, it was good.
Yeah, this sounds funny.
He's like, okay, great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the Star Tours droid that drives the bus.
I didn't pick up on that member berries.
I didn't pick up on that either. Yeah, little member berries.
Yeah,
what my first hint that there was something wrong was in the classroom part where that woman who kind of looks like what's her name from the most Mission Impossible movies, but isn't the one who's the mom and
yeah,
she does.
It's the New Republic
Cotton from Bands of Inisherin.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, so she's like, you guys all have to do your part in the great work. I was like, the great work? This sounds like communism or something.
I know, it sounds totally sketchy.
That was creepy.
That was super creepy, yeah.
Yeah, but I guess she's not a New Republic official if Adden is not part of the New Republic.
Right.
As it turns out, yeah.
No, I guess the planet itself is like, they just have their own creepy project that they're working on.
Right.
Like Martian programming.
That's the Spartan program.
But also, remember the part where the two girls have like the bullies or like the rival cover pipe gang, and like we're never gonna see those guys again. Or if we do, it won't be until the end of the show. And I just appreciate that the show took the time to kind of like make the world feel full and organic, rather than just immediately like just our one plot line and that's all we care about.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, that was like, I don't know. It felt like the first time I'd seen Star Wars like in like the middle income people. Like it's always like rich people or like super poor, like Tatooine people. Like it's rare that I see like kind of like just suburbs, kind of maybe upper middle class, but pretty much just like middle class. Like you just don't see them in Star Wars.
Yeah.
I think it's probably safe to say these people are pretty close to upper class.
Maybe not for they're the galaxy elite.
They're like the Americans. They're like the Americans of
Star Wars. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're like for them, it's like not their life is not that great, but compared to everybody else, their life is like amazing.
Yeah, that's exactly.
True. That's true.
One kid probably I wanted to mention was when he's like, I'm like Runa. And he said, have you talked to her? He said, I'm working up to it.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah. The hover bike sequence is like the speeder bikes on Endor. That was pretty obvious, right? Yeah, and we learned that Vern's mom is the government official, so they all have these absent parents that are too busy working to care about their kids. Kind of like, you know what? You know what? This show it had very much of a Stranger
like
Things
Ender's Game.
Vibe.
Yeah, it was a total ripoff of Stranger Things.
Wasn't there also something like Ender's Game where they have to like get a job or something in the world? They're only allowed to have one kid.
Well, like a very structured government, I guess.
Yeah.
A little bit. But it's much more like Stranger Things, like the part where they're pushing their hover bikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they're both stealing from the Goonies. So either way. Yeah.
The Goonies.
Yeah,
which made no sense. Why are they pushing their stupid hover bikes?
I don't know.
Why are
they hovering? Hover!
Apparently, they only go fast. So if you want to go slowly, you have to get off and walk. I don't know.
Go ahead, dude.
No, go ahead.
Speaking of bikes, do you guys like when Wim said, I saw your bike, it's totally wizard?
Yeah, I wrote that down.
Yes, I wrote it too.
Ridiculous.
What? No, it's
a new Star Wars word. Are we going to see it in like episode 10 or something?
Yeah.
It is kind of funny that youth slang like lasts for like decades in Star Wars.
Well, right after that, his dad said, can it with all this Jedi Temple stuff? And I was like, can it? Can it? That's what people in Star Wars say.
They have cans in the future.
Yeah, you gotta steal the can.
And also,
did you see the cans in the kitchen? Come on now.
So they're off on their Jedi Temple adventure, and I laughed really hard in the part where they try to use the rope.
No, yeah. That was good. That was really funny.
He's like, you have the rope, right? You got me, right? Yeah, and he just launches himself off the side of the cliff.
The cliff. I also as soon as I saw that elephant kid, I was like, I'm calling Guru in on this one. She loves elephants. Yeah, she loves cats.
I love that thing.
They were they were actually really well designed, I thought.
He looked good. Also, while we're doing member berries, I like that they dropped the refresher. If any of you need to use the refresher, that's the old extended universe.
Yep, that was good. The classrooms were very mean. They remember when the kid raises his hand and he's like, the friend raises his hand and says, Wim's not here yet. And they're like, shut up.
Sit down, yeah. Take your task.
We don't care. Yeah.
Do you think that the droids are actually in charge of their society?
I mean, I think it's like a Starship Troopers society. I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
And do you also like when he said, I want to do something exciting and like, be like a Jedi or something? And they said, that's what security droids are for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they know what Jedi are, but they're otherwise cut off from the rest of the society.
Well, it doesn't seem like they're cut off. It seems like they have a barrier and it's for their, it's like a positive thing. Like we're glad we have this barrier.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess cut off, but in a good way.
Right. We're isolationist and we like it like that.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so they find the hatch. The girls arrive. I also like the part where I didn't really get totally understand what they were saying. Don't talk to me about the subtitles, but it was like basically they were saying we call dibs on it.
Yeah, crazies.
Yeah, that was funny.
Like we all know how claimsies works.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the elephant kid's like, they called claimsies, man. What do you think about it?
Why do you think they let
one girl have such crazy technology?
I thought she was like Lobot.
Yeah, she's Lobot.
Girl.
Yeah. Lobot daughter.
I mean, send me an invite. Yeah, that girl, I'm not as sold on her. She needs, she needs something else.
They need to explain what her deal is.
You know what I liked about her? She reminded me of Margie from Peanuts, where she just follows her friend around and
Marcy?
Lost around. Yeah, Marcy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Just quiet nerd. Yeah, it's kind of.
Yeah. I love that moment. I like the part, this is in the next episode, but the part where the droid explains how the ship works, like really fast.
Yeah.
And she's like, yep, makes perfect sense. Yeah. Who was the.
Maybe she's like Rutherford from Lower Decks.
Yeah, but a little less emotional. Right, so we all know what happens. They get the ship in, they lock in.
You like how the ship was upside down?
I didn't pick up on that.
You didn't notice that?
No.
Yeah.
When he's in the room with his chairs and the headset falls down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was cool.
It comes to fruition later, so that was...
Right, when it's taking off, it flips over.
Okay. I liked how the dad was looking for him in that part too. It kind of added to the tension. Oh, I also like the part where the girls are like, "Is that your dad?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, "Son, no."
So here's a question for you guys. They activate it and they say it's a starship.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Is that what they call the ships in Star Wars? I always thought that was a Star Trek thing. Like, what does God want with a starship?
Well, what do they call it?
Han Solo always just calls it a ship. I mean, he calls it a ship.
But if they don't know what the technology is, I would call it a starship too, right?
Because there are ships on the, like a cruise ship.
They just have regular, like they didn't have any like.
Like it could be like a plane. Planes don't go in space.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why it goes to the stars.
Well, but they don't know that. Doesn't matter.
They do know what they are. I mean, they've seen them.
I don't think Jay, you know more than I do. Has anyone ever referred to a ship that goes into space as a starship on Star Wars before?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't recall.
Yes, they do.
Okay. I don't think they would have. Yeah,
they 100% have mentioned it as that type.
Okay,
but more importantly, it's more because, like, I mean, we get the spoiler from episode two that, well, kind of episode two to episode one, where that we find out that that is an isolationist planet where you're not allowed past the barrier, and like everyone, you know, no one thinks it's like they obviously have removed themselves from space. Traveling, like they didn't even know what stars were initially. Like,
yeah, that's true. What is that? Are those stars?
The Great Barrier,
Romulus. Yeah,
I have another reference I wanted to mention: the holiday special holograms.
Oh, is that what the holograms on the table were?
Yeah, you guys weren't immediately confused where there's like a shirtless guy who looks like Ringo Starr dancing around in a hologram.
I wasn't confused. I just was like, okay.
I was like, okay.
I didn't even look it up. I just assumed that it's from the holiday special. It's very 70s.
Yeah, I could see that. I like this where they all scream when they're leaving. They're like, "Oh." I love that stuff.
Always on.
Yeah.
I like the rival biker's name is, what is it? It's, I got it right. Bonge Falfa. Like, that's just a Star Wars name.
With, like, you should call them Swoops.
All right, so any other thoughts on episode one?
I thought it was a good start.
It was good.
Yeah, it was great.
Maybe even great.
I thought it was good. I thought it was great.
I think it's great. I think 50-point deduction for being missing the test is too much. Maybe you're in sick or something. I don't know.
He has to get every question right now.
for them being too mean about the test. You have to wonder, though, like, there are places in this crazy world of ours where kids really do have to do stuff like that. You know, in France, they have those career assessment tests.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know if they're that harsh.
They are hard. Let me tell you, they suck.
Mm. Nice job, guys. You captured the point.
Definitely went to take these giant tests with the other Koreans, and yeah, I definitely got my ass whooped. And it was very stressful.
Yeah, I believe it.
So you have one chance. I know in China they have like one test for the college, and you just have to put up or shut up. You don't get a second chance.
Yeah. Yep. Unless you have connections. I don't know.
Yeah, that's all. That's true. That's true.
Excuse me. All right, so episode two, they're out in space, and they meet the droid guy. SM33,
as I call him.
Yeah, and he's great too. He's a great character. What's his
Nick Frost?
Is that who does the voice? I was wondering about that. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Nick Frost,
Simon Pegg's other, partner,
his platonic life partner.
Yeah. Who will be at Awesome Con?
Yeah,
true.
Yeah, the thing about the girl deciding that she's the captain, that was kind of an obvious twist. Like, we all saw that coming.
Yeah, it was so funny, though, when he was like, I want to be captain.
You know what? Actually, this episode in particular gave me real strong Prodigy vibes. Did anybody watch Star Trek Prodigy besides me?
I watched enough of it to come to the same conclusion.
Enough of it to agree, yeah. It's the same premise. It's like a bunch of kids that find a ship and take off in it.
Yeah, and there's an artificial intelligence that helps them.
Yeah, and they find over who's in charge, and yeah.
Retreat!
You know who's going to be the captain, but they don't go right away.
Yeah.
Oh boy, here we go.
Yeah, so they do the explanation sequence, which I already mentioned, which was great. He was like, I want you to tell me how to fly this ship. Oh, no problem. Here's this, blah, blah, blah. This thruster, that thruster.
Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah. Yeah. And they learn that they're lost. And they don't know how to get back.
Again, good reveal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they go to a starport and they get the help of a local prostitute.
Yeah. I cross you with a heart of gold.
Yeah,
she was nice.
Yeah. An actual caring human-esque character.
I mean, I thought she was going to betray them.
She still might.
Somebody was.
Yeah, she still might.
Still could, I guess that's not true. They were not going to see her again.
Who betrays little kids? But yeah.
I mean, it's a red behind the scum and villainy.
Yeah, everyone. Right. Yeah.
And they need those Old Republic credits.
Yeah.
Including maybe.
Yeah, so they go. The kids go to the bar, and this part I didn't really like because it's like such a classic. It's like it's
great. Classic.
No, I mean it's like you know you don't have any money, and you know you're in like a scary place, so go and order food.
Well, he did know he had money. He knew he had daddy's money.
Yeah, but he was just told not to do it. And I know that they're kids, and kids don't always have the best judgment. But I don't know.
It's so frustrating to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think they have to give all the bad decisions to Wim, just like him hitting that green button to start the spaceship in the first place.
Oh, yeah, guys, like, just like, don't hit that button. It's like the whole self-destruct sequence or something like that.
Yeah, the whole demolition sequence.
It's like, why would you even have that?
Yeah.
It's so accessible, too. It's like right there.
Well, I had a little cover on it, to be fair.
That's something, I guess.
But yeah, so they have that going for it. So they learn that the credit is an Old Republic credit, and it's valuable. It's very valuable, and they learn that Ad-Adin is a myth. Which is I thought that was actually a good twist. I thought that was like a really good twist. Yeah,
good reveal.
Because it's like how are they going to extend this? Because if I were the kids, I would want to turn around and go home too. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to be that easy. Oh, like what, dude?
Yeah, like it's not going to be that easy.
Yeah,
as it turns out.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it did make me wonder. The ship doesn't have a history of like where it's been. I also thought
that was. That's what they tried, right? But it clearly crashed there, so it didn't mean to.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have a problem with it, and so they think they're gonna get, and again this show did something that you guys know I appreciate, which is where there's. Their characters are trying to achieve a goal, and there's obstacles. And they don't, you know, they look like they're going to achieve it, but then they don't. There's setbacks.
Like the Voyager.
Yeah, exactly. So they get saved by the droid, and they look like they're going to be okay, but then the droid gets killed.
The droid isn't dead.
Yeah, I'm sure he's fine.
Totally. I hope not. He's a good character.
Yeah, they'll fix him eventually.
And they get put in the brig, and who should they meet in the brig but
Jude Law.
I don't like Jude Law, but I do kind of mind that he's a Jedi.
He's not a Jedi. He's just like a Force-sensitive jerk.
Yeah, well, whatever. Force powers.
Why does he have to have... If he has Force powers, I don't like it.
He has to have it because new Star Wars must have Force people all the time.
Except for Andor.
Not yet.
You have a time.
Yeah, just wait.
Yeah, Mon Mothma is the Jedi. What's
his face? That guy is going to have Force powers.
Stellan Skarsgård?
No. The guy who's like the middleman, the bureaucrat guy.
Oh, the Kyle MacLachlan guy?
Oh, that would be amazing. Yeah, he looks like Kyle MacLachlan.
Hello? Yeah, see it.
You said, go back and listen to our episodes. You agreed with me back then that he does. So.
He has such a baby face.
Yeah, okay. What
is Clint? Famously baby face.
Oh, help, please.
Where are you?
In the sky. I'm Storm.
Oh, in the sky.
In the sky.
I'll have to look up. She's
you expect me to look up, Jay? Give me a break.
The best I can do is a shield.
Well, Rocket just spray.
Rocket has healing for some reason.
Yeah, and Jude Law makes bubbles.
Right, and Jude Law makes a deal with them that if they get him out, he'll get them out and help them get home if they help him get out of the planet.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the episode.
Yep. Pretty good second episode. I like that they move stuff along.
I gotta say, this place is way worse than Mos Eisley.
Well, sure.
Well, yeah, they gotta kick it up a notch.
Obi-Wan clearly didn't travel very much.
Well, so this like New Republic's not doing much if they're not fixing the ship up a little bit.
Wait, what makes you say it's so much worse than Mos Eisley?
That was a joke, because Obi-Wan's like, you'll never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. This place is way worse!
That's what makes you say that.
Oh, because, I don't know, it just seems worse. It's bigger, for one thing.
There's more from a certain point of view.
Did you guys pick up the part where the kids are like, hey, look, there's aliens? And I was like, well, it's the elephant kid if he's not an alien.
He's local. He's a local.
He's a local alien.
Well, I mean, clearly it was part of the New Republic at one point, or part of the wider world, and then something happened.
Right, but they're not aliens?
No, well, they were aliens, and they got cut off.
Of course they are. I mean, of course, if they're if it's an alien species that's not native to Aden, then it's they're aliens to them. Yeah.
Yeah, but if they're isolated and never know that they aren't native, then they are considered native.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Because no one know. Because like they obviously have been secluded. They don't know about anything outside of what's on their planet. Everything on their planet is part of their planet. So, to them, most likely, they're just all native.
Hey. I like the little creature also that looks like a puppet, which I'm pretty sure it is a puppet. It's almost like almost intentionally shitty in a way, like which I kind of like. Like.
Oh, the ferryman.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree. Oh, yeah. I agree on both counts.
Money, please.
Wait, we don't enter the map. But yeah. So I think they were trying to do more practical effects like classic Star Wars. I don't feel like they overdid it with the member berries, though there was a lot. Just like the tattoo droid that's like, oh no, it's ruined. I mean, it's perfect.
Yeah, that was great. I love that. it was fantastic. Yeah.
What do you think about the delicious egg looking topping? Didn't it just make you hungry?
The alien food that you like cracked the body into?
Yeah, didn't it make you hungry?
Mm-hmm.
No.
How dare you?
The relationship between the human boy and the human girl is also going to be like Prodigy. But they fight. But can't you see they really love each other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like half of TV shows, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all right.
Does like the casting of Jaleel White count as member berries? Did you notice that?
What?
Steve Urkel from. He plays like the, I don't know, like the short black dude that like kind of rats them out a bit towards the end of episode 2.
That guy was Steve Urkel?
Yeah.
No.
Wait, the guy with the thing on his face?
Yeah, yeah.
Who's part of the crew? White.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird casting, but I don't know, the two lines he had weren't very well executed, but
the droid, the pirate droid. Did that remind you? Like that looks like a lot of like the ship, the droid from, whatchamacallit, right? Was that a variation of Rogue One's droid?
The Imperial battle droid. Yeah, it did.
I thought it looked like a medical droid at first.
Boy, this Iron Man sucks. Sorry, guys.
He's just camping and waiting for me to come out.
So the I think we're done with the episode. I don't think we have anything more to say.
Yeah, it was interesting. Oh, I got Falconed. Let's see. I like the design of the ship.
I was definitely thinking of Gary Coleman, by the way, when you were like, that guy circles on like, what? Isn't he like in jail? I was like, okay.
Gary Coleman.
No, this guy's that's funny. Twice as tall as Gary Coleman.
That's kind
maybe,
of funny.
Well, maybe taller.
A bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, great directors.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, they got the director of Spider-Man. Oh, I don't know if that's what you meant, but like, yeah,
Spider-Man. Definitely not. Spider-Man killed me, but.
But yeah, the director of the Spider-Man movies, the Marvel Spider-Man movies, did episode 1, and then the director of Green Knight did episode 2. So.
Oh, that's right.
Wow, it seems a waste of his talents.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
A movie with kids or show.
Hey, everyone
with kids.
Wants to build a second house at some point in their lives, right?
Well, he's also done like Pete's Dragon and like, was it that Peter Pan movie that nobody saw that also had Jude Law as Captain Hook?
Oh, the one with what's her face is Tiger Lily?
Oh, no, not the Hugh Jackman one. The one that came on Disney Plus like a year or two ago that I think it's called Wendy and Peter or something. I forget.
Peter and Wendy, I think, is what it's called.
Peter Wendy, okay. I
didn't see it though.
Yeah, I don't think anybody did.
Nope.
Spider-Man.
I mean, the way I picture it is maybe kind of like the planet they find, like in Firefly at the end, where it's like a research lab and like everyone's like special.
I can see that. Cool.
So I think it'll be, it'll has some interesting.
There's definitely potential.
Yeah.
And it made Guru happy, which I always appreciate. So should we move on to questions of the day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Question number one. Would you rather be a hunter or a gatherer?
Is this from me?
I don't know. We discussed it, but it wasn't on my official thing.
All
right. I think I want to be a hunter.
Interesting. Okay, and why is that, Jay?
I like doing stuff like that. Like using a bow and arrow, being creative, stalking things. That'd be fun, I feel like. Rather than, and I have a bad back, so I don't want to be bent over, hunched over, collecting shit.
It's a good reason.
Okay. I think I would rather be a gatherer because I think being a hunter is a lot of pressure. You know, like you only get so many opportunities, and I don't think I do very well under pressure. And I don't mind repetitive, routine based tasks. So I think I'd be a good gatherer.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's another reason not to do it.
A lot of pressure.
No, the other reason I don't want to do repetitive tasks.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think I would also want to be a gatherer for the reasons that Matt mentioned. It's like we're identical, but then also I don't want to take an animal's life, but I'd happily eat it. So call me a hypocrite if you like.
That's human. I mean, yeah, these days.
The hypocrite part?
Yeah, we're all hypocrites.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't think I think the same reasons as like Matt and Zach said, but also like if you're like hunting, you're also with other hunters, and I feel like those guys are usually annoying assholes besides Jay, who's a saint. But like
of course.
In general.
They're overly guys,
yeah, they're just macho and like, oh, you gotta hit him in the head one shot, like quoting Deer Hunter and stuff to me. Like I don't know.
Such a relevant reference, of course.
Yeah, always. I gotta keep my references up to date.
Of course. How about you, Alana?
Probably a gatherer for the pressure reason. I don't need, like, you know, the whole day coming up to one moment and then missing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
kind
of like Horizon Zero Dawn, a game I have not played. I assume it's like that.
Sure.
Where you hunt the dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm. The robot dinosaurs. Yeah.
Guru says, gather as well for all the reasons Matt and Zach mentioned. Good job, dude.
Yeah.
You're a trendsetter. Is that everybody? I think that's everybody.
Our next question comes to us courtesy of Zach.
Yay.
How do you eat an apple?
Is this like a trick question?
Oh, nice, Zach.
Thanks, buddy.
Do you eat it core and all? Is that the question?
How do you eat an apple? Sounds like how do you eat an elephant? Start with the tail.
Nope. Okay, so I, for example, cut it up.
What do you mean cut it up? You mean like slice it?
With a knife.
Okay, I do too.
Wow, that's really fascinating.
How do you eat it then, Alana?
I used to eat it, one, you know, by holding it. And then I didn't like that. Now I cut it up. Wow, fascinating.
All right, what about the rest of y'all?
I pick it up and shove it in my mouth.
All in one bite.
You know it.
Come back here. Oh my god.
Yeah, I mean, I eat it, but I don't like apples, so this is almost like
so hold on. Do you eat
it?
Wait, I mean, Jay, do you eat it all in one direction, or do you, like, jump around?
Jump around.
Go in a circle.
Yeah, okay. See, I asked this because at
like
work...
Like a corn and cob.
Yeah, I'm asking because at work, this guy was saying that he goes after different directions in the apple. It's like, He'll take a bite and then turn it around and then take a bite somewhere else. And then...
Oh, actually, you know what? Sometimes I will because of depending on how like sensitive my teeth are being.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes I definitely will.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of heels.
I died.
Rob, do you cut it up or do you just teeth it?
I would teeth it, but like I just don't. I'm not an apple guy. This is a tough question for me, actually.
Yeah.
I like sweet things, but not that kind of sweet.
Mm. Here we go.
All right.
Guru says I also used to cut it, but now
our fist is up here.
Just bite in, but now I cut it.
Oh, fuck.
Moon haunts me.
Moon.
Oscar Isaac, the win.
All right, and question number three. Do you reuse the bread clip or do you twist and fold?
I reuse the bread clip. Totally. Anyone who doesn't is a monster.
I twist and fold.
What? How could you? That?
I dare. Yeah. I apologize for nothing.
And your wife is okay with this? Like,
yeah, she doesn't care.
Okay.
Oof. Getting smacked. When are we playing those bots?
So repeating the question, it's do you reuse the twisty tie on your loaf of bread or do you twist the plastic itself and then fold it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Got it.
Now use
the weight of the bread to hold it down.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Alana, Rob, Jay, the bread.
The bread. Boss.
I clip.
There, bam.
I clip unless it's like fresh bread. If it's fresh bread, then I change. Then I won't. Mm-hmm. Then I fold.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I twisty. Yeah. I like the twisty. It's fun.
Yeah.
Sometimes you lose it, though.
Exactly.
You just got the bread. How could you lose it?
Oh, you put it down and then it's gone.
No. are we done with this game?
No.
Rob says twist, Alana, you a right clipper?
Yes.
Guru says, I use it until I break it, and then if I break it, I use a clip.
So she never twists?
I guess she never twists, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have separate clips, like spring-loaded clips for it. When I want to clip stuff.
Wow, fancy.
Yeah, I get tired of twisting or using those other clips. It's just annoying, so I just got the spring-loaded clips. They're cheap.
Very nice. Anything else, guys?
No. This episode's going to be a bitch to edit.
Yep. Use our Riverside.
Send me how to do it.
All right, well, thank you. Until then, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty and group up with us next time.
Ooh, look at this patch tomorrow.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.